Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Our thanks again to Dennis Lynn, our weekly Linsider from The Athletic. I hate to even admit it, but it is the one thing that I do kind of envy of the Dodgers fan base. It's that they don't have to stress and worry.
No.
The way we feel like we do.
It's almost funny when they do. I laugh at them like, oh my God, we haven't scored a run in 3 innings. Like, and they'll tweet it. And I'm like, do you have no self-awareness at all? Like, you know, like you've got 3 MVPs at the top of your order. You guys are going to be fine. You've got $130 million on the IL, most of which are coming back. You just got Yates and Kopech back into your bullpen. Like, you guys are fine. And when they get all creeped out about not scoring, you know, 7-8 runs a game, it's like, it's that meme of that guy standing there at the gallows looking over going, first time? I mean, truly, like, we're white-knuckling an entire season. And when they get worked up about it, it's actually hysterical.
But they can feel fairly confident that whatever happens, they feel like they're going to be there at the end. But we don't.
We
the Dodgers
don't.
Have the same, essentially the same record.
Yeah.
One game behind the Dodgers.
Correct.
Yet I don't share that, you know, utter 99.9% confidence that, yes, the Padres, of course, will be in the playoffs at the end of the year.
I feel like it's
every single one of these one-run games feels like it could be the one that ends up deciding whether or not the Padres get into the postseason at the end of the year. So they all feel like must-win playoff
games. Yeah.
If they win, you're elated. If they lose, you're devastated because they feel really important. And I think the Dodgers don't feel like they play that many important games during the regular season.
No, I said at the beginning of the year, you know, when you're picked to win 125, you're not going to. I mean, you're more than likely not going to. Things happen. And the way they run their organization, Ben, they're not going to do that, right? They have the talent to do it, but they're not going to run their organization in pursuit of some meaningless, you know, wins record. That's an absolutely meaningless record in baseball, the 116 by the Seattle Mariners. You ask them, should we have done differently that year? They probably would have said, yeah, we probably should have done it a little differently instead of chasing 116. Because they weren't all blowouts, you know, down the stretch. They weren't. They didn't win every game 12-1 down the stretch. They probably used arms they probably shouldn't have to win as many games as they could. And I don't remember if there was anybody nipping at their heels in the division. I don't think there was. But yeah, man, like,
They didn't lose a series that year because I was 10 years old,
yeah.
11 years old. They didn't lose a series until like the last week
of
the season.
It's absolutely insane. So it is funny, man, when you watch them get all spun out about where their team is at right now in June. They're a deep team. They are a deep, deep, talented team.
Now, the Padres picked up a game over the weekend on the Dodgers, who dropped 2 of 3 to the Cardinals. They avoided the sweep yesterday with a 7-3 win. Mookie Betts went deep, and Clayton Kershaw was solid.
Yep.
For 5 or 6 innings,
yep,
when he went out there, struck out 7.
Giants, Clayton Kershaw was great. It was the best performance I've ever seen by a pitcher in the history of Major League Baseball.
He's the best.
There's just nobody like him.
He's incredible. Can't believe he's doing it this age. Oh,
he's very handsome. He's a nice guy.
He's driving down right now. Plenty of
Plenty of praise for you, right there.
There you go. Yep. We mentioned the Giants. They swept the Braves. All one-run wins. Has been, their five straight wins have all been by one run. But doing so, they've tied the Padres for second place and are also a game behind the Dodgers going into their series in Colorado against the Rockies this week. So they're licking their chops at a chance to gain some ground on either or both the Padres or Dodgers this week. The Diamondbacks are reeling. They got swept by the Reds, and they're now starting to get into that territory where the Braves are also in. Like, is this not our year? Everyone thought that this was going to be our year, and this is not going to happen. And Zach Gallen has struggled. Obviously, Corbin Burns, they announced over the weekend, is getting the Tommy John surgery, so he'll be out until at least, you know, probably later into next season. That's a huge blow to that team that went out and spent on a frontline starting pitcher and now didn't get much from him and now won't get anything from him for basically the first 2 years of that contract.
That's such a tough, tough scene for them. I think it was our buddy Tommy over the weekend, if I can find the tweet quickly. He listed out, oh, here we go. The last four marquee signings, Ben, for the Arizona Diamondbacks. 6 years, 210. For Corbin Burns, they got 11 starts, and they're going to get more, but it's going to be in a couple of years. Jordan Montgomery, 2 years, $47.5 million, 21 starts, 8-7, 6.23 ERA. Eduardo Rodriguez, 4 years, $80 million, 19 starts, 4-7 with a 5.99. Mad Bum, 5 years, 85, 69 starts, 15-32 with a 5.23 ERA, and his point was, seeing this, I got to give a lot of credit to Preller for free agent starting pitching signings like Pivetta, Lugo, and Waka. Now, we have some of our crosses to bear on the position player side, but as far as the pitching thing goes, AJ and his crew have done a really nice job picking up guys like that.
That's a good point. Mets took care of business. They finished off a season series sweep of the Rockies. Pete Alonso is having a red-hot June. Hit two more home runs. Yeah. I think I saw somewhere he's on pace for 61 runs batted in this month.
That's
like the franchise record, 34.
That's an astounding number.
That's how good he's off to a start here in the month of June. They won 13-5 yesterday. Here was a stunner. Pirates swept the Phillies over the weekend. Paul Skeens got another no decision yesterday, but went 7 2/3, one run, and the Pirates pulled out a 2-1 win. It was their first series sweep of the year. They took longer than the Rockies to sweep a series, but they did it against a really good Phillies team. I'm sure the Phillies expected to go in and win that series, maybe sweep it. Instead, they lose all three.
And they lost five in a row, haven't they?
They've fallen behind the Padres and the Giants in the wild card standings as well. Now, I think battling with the Cardinals, I mean, all throw a blanket over all those teams right now. That's four teams all battling for a wild card, and there's only three wild card spots.
How
keep
about
that
those
in
Cardinals,
mind.
Man? Finding a way to take two or three from the Dodgers. They did it with starting pitching and some good games in that series. I saw a few of those. Nasty.
Two of the best in each league squared off over the weekend as the Tigers and Cubs battled. The Tigers taking two of three, getting a shutout yesterday. Jack Flaherty and three relievers combining on a 4-0 win over the Cubbies. The Mariners avoided the sweep. You saw Saturday's game in person. You talked about that earlier. You and the family went up to the Big A. But yesterday, George Kirby struck out 14 in seven innings as the Mariners got the 3-2 win yesterday. But you had a good time.
I did,
going
man.
Up to the Big A.
I really did. It was just a really cool, calm vibe. Good game, too. Mariners scored four in the first, and you're like, oh, man, poor Angels. And they come battling back. I did have to watch in person Chris Taylor home run and almost vomited into my bucket of nachos as I had to watch him hit his first homer. The Angels couldn't escape him if I tried. Ended up hitting an RBI double later as well. But it was cool, man, getting to see. It was sad. Like, Bo really loves Julio Rodriguez. And he, did you see the play? He was running second to third. Arozarena hits a missile. Hits him in the ankle. He's out, and they got to pull him from the game. Just a gnarly, gnarly. I got to see Joe Adell hit two bombs, so that was cool. Hit one into the fountain, the rocks out there, so that was good.
Speaking of getting hit, Rays beat the Marlins yesterday 3-2, but I believe it was Saturday. In the very common, you see it at the end of every half inning, pitcher throws his last warm-up pitch, and then the catcher throws the ball down to second base.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God.
But I watched this at least 40 times.
Unfortunately, Ryan Weathers' head got in the way of the catcher throwing down to second base. I laugh. It's not really that funny. He ended up having to leave the game
it's pretty
later.
Funny.
Daddy, he hit me in the head. Yeah. He's thrown down to second. And he smoked me in the
just
dome.
Just absolutely got
well, which side did you walk off the
well,
mound?
Well, Daddy, I told you.
I walked right in the lane.
I walked right in. He was bleeding, wasn't he?
It was bad. Yeah, it wasn't good. He had to leave the game. Tried to stay in, but had to leave it.
Daddy.
He's been having a really good season for the Marlins. Right. So, yeah, that was the
he
last thing they wanted
too.
To see.
Like, he was mad. I mean, yeah. It was an accident. Obviously. He didn't do it on purpose.
I mean, the pitcher can stand wherever he wants. It's the catcher's responsibility not to hit the pitcher on the throw.
Also, just duck.
Well, he was looking away.
He was walking towards third base.
But his head, he was looking out toward the outfield.
It's a good throw by a catcher, by the way.
It was a little low.
No, it wasn't. It was head high. It's exactly where he wants to be.
It was, but he was throwing it back to the second base.
Yeah, he's throwing it down.
I think it was going to bounce. It doesn't matter if it's a good throw or not. You don't hit the pitcher. It's on the catcher not to hit the pitcher coming back.
Daddy, my head hurts. Daddy, my head hurts.
Couple other finals. The Orioles got cooled off by the A's, who had lost like 19 of 20. They win the series, beat Baltimore 5-1 yesterday. Battle of AL playoff contenders. The Twins avoid a sweep against the Blue Jays with a 6-3. Both of those teams, I think, are in wild card position. The AL's not like the NL. If you're like four or five games above, you are clearly in playoff position right now, as opposed to the NL, where you have to be double digits above 500 to really be in a playoff spot. Let's see. Royals beat the White Sox 7-5 to avoid the sweep. Jack Caglione, 4-4 after a slow start, had his first big game in the big leagues. Red Sox beat the Yankees with 5 home runs on Sunday Night Baseball, 11-7. In the loss, though, Aaron Judge hit 2 more home runs. He now has 23 homers. He's hitting .396. He is having one of the greatest offensive seasons we have really ever seen to this point.
No
doubt. It's unbelievable.
So locked in.
What Aaron Judge is doing.
You guys saw the story, too. I couldn't believe this, man. The rookie pitcher for the Boston Red Sox came out before the game. What was his name again?
Dobbins?
Is that right? Hunter Dobbins?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Comes out and he says, yep, if the New York Yankees were the last team to offer me a contract, I would retire. And Eddie Perez, before
he doesn't just play for the Red Sox. He grew up as a Red Sox fan.
No, he didn't. His dad was a Red Sox fan.
His dad. I thought he was the Red Sox fan. So that was the weirdest part.
He actually said, it's not like I'm a diehard Red Sox fan or anything. He goes, I just hate the Yankees. I was, okay. So he says, I hate them. I wouldn't take their contract. Like, if they offered me a contract, it was the last one I got, I'd say no, I'd retire, which is, as a generational hater myself, I do appreciate the stick-to-itiveness. Absolutely. And he's like, no, I wouldn't take it. They asked Judge, Eddie Perez asked Judge before the game, and Judge goes, he hadn't heard it. He goes, what did he say? He goes, really? Huh. Oh. He goes, I got nothing for you there. I enjoy coming to work, playing for this organization every day. Gives the judge typical cliched answer, but he looked at him like, did he really say that? He did. Oh, okay. Judge gets him for the bomb in the first, and I go, this is the dumbest thing this kid could have done. Kid hung in there. Hung in there, and Red Sox actually won that game.
Probably endears him to Red Sox fans to say something like that, but ultimately, it's going to come back and bite him. If he has a good career and he hits free agency at some point, you're going to want the Yankees bidding on you, you know, for your services. There's only so many teams out there. You can't all of a sudden just say, I'm not going to play for them and them and them and expect to really maximize your value over your career. It's a weird thing for a professional baseball player to say.
Yeah.
It's one thing for a fan to say it, or you're growing up like, I would never play for that team. But you said it yourself before the show when we were talking about this. If Bo has the fortune of being a great young baseball player and gets drafted out of high school by the Los Angeles Dodgers.
World's biggest Dodger.
You will be the biggest Dodger fan of the world.
Actually, nobody does it quite like they do in that organization. I mean, they're just smart, the way that they do things, how they draft, develop.
Once you become a big leaguer or, you know, even a minor leaguer, you have to give up your childhood.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Allegiances. You really do. And you play for who you play for, and you give all you can for that organization.
It becomes a storyline, a minor storyline every once in a while where you're like, hey, he grew up down the street, he's back here pitching in front of his home crowd or something like that. But it's few and far between. Most of these guys just kind of let it go. Most of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think some team you have, and then once you get in the league, you're like, bro, I hate that team or I hate that organization or whatever. Like that happens, obviously, but. You know, as far as
Joe Musgrove has always hated the Dodgers.
Correct.
Because he grew up in San Diego.
That's exactly
and
right.
Even when he was in Houston and won a World Series, it's said F the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Always. Absolutely F.
Exactly. 100%.
The question is, would Joe Musgrove ever pitch for the Dodgers, though, in his life?
I think the answer is yes.
If it came down to it, you know, his contract runs out with the Padres and the Dodgers are like, hey, we really would love you to pitch your last 2 or 3 years. We're willing to overpay for you. The answer would have to be yes, right? I mean, you can't just say no if that's the best opportunity you have out there.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I get it. As a fan, you don't say that, but as a player,
I thought it was incredibly ballsy, brazen, whatever you want to call it, taking the mound at Yankee Stadium, and he got got booed pretty good, and then when Judge touched him up, you went, oh, dude, this is going to be bad for this kid. But like I said, he knuckled down and started mowing guys down. He's got good stuff.
Jay to the J.O. makes the perfect point. Tony Gwynn Jr. played for the Dodgers. I mean,
yeah,
Tony Gwynn Jr. played for the Dodgers, and he says, I'm sure that was a bit difficult. I don't think it was, because Tony Gwynn Jr. just was a professional, and he knew how
he needed
worked.
A job, dude.
He had an opportunity. Yeah. They gave him an
was
opportunity.
He supposed to retire?
Of course. No. Of course he played for the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's a no-brainer, honestly, for professional baseball players, which is why the Hunter Dobbins comment was just a little weird, especially, you know, given the time and the circumstances. You may have heard Pauly during the last couple of minutes. Played our sounder to win. I see people calling in. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Padres Royals game on June 20th. Now, it is Star Wars weekend. Pauly wanted me to point out that this is not the theme game ticket. This is just a get-in ticket
correct.
For the game.
Get you
so
the door.
If you want the theme game ticket, you're on your own for that one. But they will be playing Star Wars weekend, Padres Royals, June 20th to 22nd. You can join the team for galaxy-sized fun and secure your seats at Padres.com/tickets. Everyone's calling in, though, at 833-288-0973. Paulie's going to take the fifth caller and give out a pair of tickets to Padres Royals coming up on their next homestand. This is just a three-game homestand, by the way, for the San Diego Padres. Once this is over, they're back right out on the road starting Friday in Arizona.
Chris in the chat said, did we ever see Tony Gwynn Sr. in a Dodgers hat? Be better, Woods. Listen, Tony Gwynn Sr., had a career with the San Diego Padres. I mean, listen.
He's literally named Mr. Padre.
He's Mr. Padre. I'm not Mr. Padre or even Junior
but
Mr. Padre.
I promise you, Tony Sr. wanted his son to do when he was with the Dodgers.
He was not, I'll tell you this, he was not actively rooting against Junior when he played for the Dodgers.
Honestly, he was not.
Yeah.
All right. Once Pauly gives away those tickets, we will come back. We'll talk more about the pitching matchups for this coming series against the Dodgers, and then Paulie's going to give us some Randle Report headlines, including first two games of the NBA Finals now complete, and we've got, of course, all of his other headlines. What other story are we going to get to? Well, we can.
I'm going to ruin Woods' name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All coming up with Bennett Woods after a check of traffic on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam. And speaking of the basketball final series, you can play Prize Picks all of the series long. They've got special plays. Keep an eye out for squares like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and points. Right now, I think it was around 32. That guy's automatic for like 34 almost every single game. You just pick more or less on Prize Picks, and you can win real money with daily fantasy lineups, up to 2,000 times your cash, or baseball, or hockey. Or golf, or tennis. Just had the big tennis tournament over the weekend. It was pretty spectacular. We may talk a little bit about that on the Randle Report as well. You're just picking more or less 2 to 6 players, setting your lineups every day as often as you like with Prize Picks, running your own game. All you have to do is sign up and download the app at their website. When you do, use the code KWFN. You're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KWFN to get $50 instantly from Prize Picks when you play your first $5 lineup. Power plays to win more. flex plays. You don't have to win every single pick, and you can still win money on your lineup by doing flex plays at Prize Picks as well. Check it out today. Run your game with Prize Picks. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take a look at the pitching matchups for this weekend. By the way, we did give away those Padres tickets to Nick, I believe, Nate called in and took the Padres tickets, listening for the Mike Schilt sounder for the Padres Royal Series. And this is just three games at home and then right back on the road. One day off and then 13 more in a row in this brutal month of June for your San Diego Padres. Yeah, the schedule definitely more challenging this month, but they've gotten off to, I mean, as good a start as you can hope for, going 4-3 on a tough road trip against the Giants and the Brewers over the first 7 days on the road of that trip. Yeah, after Thursday, then they go to Arizona, and then they go to Los Angeles for four. So seven straight against the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers.
Those are the games that start at midnight, too, right?
7-10.
So every show that we do for the next 2 weeks after today will be breaking down a Padres Dodgers game, with the exception of Friday being a
off day
with Thursday night.
We'll break down three games against Arizona.
Okay,
next week.
And then right back into previewing Padres Dodgers.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week will all be after a Padres Dodgers game. All midweek. Seven.
What did we do to deserve this?
And they'll be done with more than half of their games against the LA Dodgers. By the time next weekend, we will have played more than half the season series now against the LA Dodgers.
Man.
And they'll have gotten started against the Arizona Diamondbacks. So they'll have played every single National League West opponent at least once, and most of them at least twice at that point. Starts, though, with this series. And, yeah, the Dodgers... Yeah, their pitching rotation remains in flux. They got Dustin May, who's the only one of two He and Yamamoto are the only two who have remained from the starting rotation to begin the season.
Has May stayed the whole time?
He has stayed the whole time.
Has he?
Yeah. And
congratulations.
He will face Nick Pivetta tonight. Probably the marquee match. Well, is definitely the marquee pitching matchup of this series at 6:40.
Oh yeah, I just saw this. Dustin May has already reached a new personal high for innings pitched in a season: 61 2/3. Wow. Okay. They're workhorse.
Nick Pivetta has put up better numbers this season.
Yep.
ERA, WHIP, across the board, Nick Pivetta's numbers have been stronger. Is facing a tough lineup.
Oh, yeah.
Dodgers lineup doesn't really give you much breaks, 1-9.
No, and they've got some guys that have seen Nick Pivetta before. Certainly not the world. Let's see. Freddie Freeman has seen him a ton. 36 ABs, hitting .333 with a .941 OPS.
It's just Freddie Freeman, though.
That's Freddie Freeman.
That's
it's about any pitcher. Yeah,
just
pretty
about
much.
Everybody.
Teoscar's seen him 26 ABs to a .154. He's scuffling right now. That's a guy. I've said it, man. He's low-key with all the acquisitions they had in the last few years, and it's been everybody. He low-key has been their best. He has just been as steady as it gets, but he's scuffling right now. You don't want to see him get hot this week, certainly. Max Muncy hitting .200 off Nicky P. Shohei Ohtani, .333. His OPS is .1250. Benny's hit two bombs off Nick Pivetta, so definitely want to steer clear of him, potentially. Mookie doesn't see Nick Pivetta all that well. And on the flip side, Padres against Dustin May. Tatis hits .250 off him. Manny, I thought, was going to be about .110. He's actually hitting .250. He's got him for a couple bombs. Because when Dustin May first came up, dude, I remember a couple of those matchups. He chewed Manny up. I mean, chewed him up.
He chewed everybody
up. It was two-seamer hands, and it was slider away, and Manny was like, this sucks. There's just those guys that you don't. Doesn't look like you match up very well. Manny's actually found a way to get him a couple times. Crony hitting almost .300 off him, and Xander Bogaerts hitting .333 off of Dustin May.
Dustin May is still nasty, and I imagine he's going to be nasty for a while.
Yeah.
But when he came into the league,
God.
We first saw him, I was like, he's going to be one of the nastiest pitchers of all time.
I thought he was
his size, the hair.
I was like, he's going to win. He's going to win 25 games.
What are you supposed to do against?
He got hurt. You know, and then he had the weird esophagus puncture thing, and he was out. And so, yeah, man, he's not, you know, when he's on, he can twirl it, dude, with the best of them.
But yeah, so he's given up more hits than any Dodger pitcher.
Yep.
Now, it's partly because he's made all the starts, so he's been out there. But he's not been unhittable. I think the biggest difference, obviously, though, if you look at the lineups, the Dodgers have 7 players who have hit at least 9 home runs.
That's bananas.
Padres
7.
Have 3.
Yeah.
They have
Manny just got there.
Gavin Sheets, Manny Machado, and Fernando Tatis Jr. And Tatis, you know, has barely hit at all recently, as has Sheets. And meanwhile, they have Shohei Ohtani with 23. And then Pajes with 12.
Wah, our offense hasn't scored.
Teoscar with 10. Mookie and Freddie with 9. Max Muncy, who's gotten hot lately, has 9.
He'll never
and
be
Tommy
hot.
Edmund
ever.
Has,
he'll never be hot.
Yeah, well.
Hot with the bat.
He's been hot with the bat lately with 9. And then even Kike has 7 and Will Smith has 5. So, I mean, power-wise, they've hit almost double the number of home runs. What did you say the Padres had, 53?
Something like that.
They're
down near the bottom.
102 home runs for the Dodgers this season.
You know what? So, it'll be one of those. It's going to be like Michael Conforto, who's just, he was like an 0-for-30 skid with runners in scoring position. Finally got one. He'll hit 6 RBI tonight. Like, it's just
one of
those
guys. Negative 0.7 war. He's not been a good pickup for the Dodgers.
No.
But they have very few.
Would you take him in left field here? Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, you would in a heartbeat.
Negative 0.7 war at that price tag. They'd probably unload him at this point. Everybody else, though, is really having a pretty solid season for the Dodgers at this point. I mean, their lineup is loaded.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, they're deep.
So there's no escape hatches like there is in the Padres lineup. When we were talking with Craig earlier, you face the Padres lineup. You don't let Manny hurt you right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, either the guys at the top are cold or the guys at the bottom are not good offensively.
At the bottom.
They're the guys at the bottom. And the Dodgers don't really have that. They, you know, maybe you'll get lucky on a backup catcher day. You'll get Austin Barnes and you got Michael Conforto.
No, he got cut.
Oh, he's gone too.
He's
That's
gone.
Right.
They
he's
got gone. Now you get Dalton Rushing.
That's right. They've even upgraded there as
Hi,
well.
Hi-Sung Kim.
He's hitting .414 somehow.
Who? Hi-Sung Kim.
Kim, yeah.
Fantastic.
So there is not a lot of
Not a lot of room for error. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough draw.
Now, the pitching's been shaky. The bullpen has been decimated, but they did get Kirby Yates and Michael Kopech.
Yep.
Back.
Yeah,
so
they're much better than they were.
Yeah. And you can beat the Dodgers by outscoring them most days, but do we have a lot of faith that this Padres offense can outscore anybody right now?
Yep.
It makes this series a challenging one for the Padres, to be sure. They need to get going. They need to get some of the bats going.
Yep.
They don't need everybody to get hot at once, but they need either Tatis or Merrill or Sheets to kind of get back going again. Sheets has quietly gone cold, too. He's done so much for the Padres this season, unexpectedly, but yeah, he didn't do much on this road trip either offensively.
Yep. That's not uncommon. I mean, nobody's really doing it right now.
So, well, will we see some lineup shuffling?
I don't know.
We'll find out. Probably.
My guess is no.
Probably the same.
Right, no.
Let's take our last time out.
Are you sure, Skip? You don't want to mix up a little bit?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Craig's idea of putting
Groney
in the leadoff spot
on base
with his OBP. At least he tends to see a lot of pitches, and it's not the worst idea I've ever heard. Paulie will get his Rondle report. He'll give Woods some disappointing news.
Great.
And we'll have some great calls from the NBA from over the weekend and before. All coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I want to tell you about TrustAndWill.com. It is not a subject you probably want to think about a lot, but here's the good news. With TrustAndWill.com, you got to think about it for about 20 minutes or so. Get your questions answered. Get your legal documents, a real will, a real trust that you can put in your filing cabinet or in your safe, and make sure your family's protected in case something happens to you in the future.
Absolutely. Very, very simple to do. Just go to trustandwill.com, and they're going to ask you a bunch of questions. You answer those questions, and then you wrap this process up in about 20 to 30 minutes. So go to trustandwill.com, use the code FAN when you check out, F-A-N. You'll get 20% off, and they'll send you your estate documents. Throw them in the desk. Forget about them. Let your significant other know where they are, and then you move on with your life. And they're going to need them eventually. Just hope that it's no time soon.
Yeah, we did the process ourselves. And you can go as detailed as you want, or you can keep it fairly simple. Either way, you'll have those real documents at the end. Again, use the code FAN. Get 20% off free shipping of your estate documents at trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of glad Nick Pivetta's on the mound tonight. That kind of storming intensity that he's got. Good way to kick off the Padres-Dodgers season series.
I do like
Nick QP, huh? Mm-hmm.
I do like watching Nick Pivetta toe the rubber for the San Diego Padres. I've really enjoyed his work. I enjoy his intensity. He's a fiery guy. That can go, if you get touched up for like three or four in the first, it's like, ah, great. All right. How do we manage this? But, he's been really good for us. And I just, again, the navigation of that lineup is enough to give you fits.
Well, these are always intense games.
Yeah.
But he always pitches like every game's intense.
Every game, yeah. So for sure.
Feels like he'll fit in well for tonight's game. All right, Paulie's got his Rondo Ryans right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondo Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rondo Report with Paul Rondo.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rondo Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Happy Monday, gentlemen.
Happy Monday, Paulie.
All right, let's start off, get you caught up to speed here a little bit in the NBA Finals. Yesterday was Game 2 between the Thunder and the Pacers. It was all OKC. They evened up the series 123-107. And that's pretty much all I have to say about Game 2. I actually want to go back to Game 1. Now, we talked about it a little bit on Friday morning. It was Thursday night. It was Game 1. Thunder were leading the entire game.
Up 15 in the fourth quarter.
Up big late. And then the Pacers did what they've done all postseason. They chipped away and they chipped away and they chipped away. And they had a shot to win it at the end. And we talked about it. Another buzzer beater from Tyrese Halliburton. But what we didn't have, because I didn't see this, it wasn't posted actually until Saturday morning, was typically, whether it's a Padres big moment or a big moment in sports in a championship game, we like to play all the calls.
Love the calls.
Where sometimes you'll get the Spanish call, you'll get the home.
So we're doing this like 5 days late.
A little late, but it's worth it.
Okay. It's that good.
Trust us.
It's that good.
Trust us.
So I went and found all the calls, but because it's the NBA Finals, now we typically, as far as non-English speaking languages, you'll get some Spanish calls, whether it's Eddie Ortega or our friends with the Korean calls sometimes. Yep. Now, fewer and farther between when Ha-Sun Kim is no longer on the Padres, that's how we got to use so many of those calls during
along
the
with soccer, basketball is the most international of the games and has the most attention across the globe for a series like this.
Now, I've got a couple of highlights from languages we have never played on the air,
oh,
I believe.
Right.
And we're going to start with the end of NBA Finals Game 1 in Italian.
Oh!
Hey, there he is! Halliburton!
Attacca, Gigius Alexander, centro dell'area, si separa e sbaglia! Rimbalzo, e la prende Indiana! E va in attacco per vincere gara 1! Halliburton! Contro Wallace, attenzione ad Halliburton, è l'uomo dei finali, il tiro è suo, e va dentro, e va dentro, e va dentro, a tre decimi, Tyrese Halliburton!
That's amazing. Amazing.
I was like, okay, I mean, bro, this guy had the Finnish call, he had Albanian calls, I mean, he was all over the place. I was like, all right,
Italian was good.
Now, can this one take down the champions? Are the Korean calls? I think it's the same two guys that just call every major sporting event. And I'm not joking when I say that. I really think they're just like, they do it remotely.
The two Korean announcers for every American game.
Exactly. But here is how that game sounded in Russian.
Выносит средний, сложный и забирает мяч Инди. Последняя атака. Нет тайм-аутов, не хотят они. Тайрис Халибертон решает, будет со средней. Тайрис Халибертон на победу!
Опять он! Снова
этот мужик с нулем на спине?
I really don't know if all of these guys travel to do championship games or if they're doing it remotely.
On monitors. I think. There's no way they can fit them all in booths or on Radio Row at a game. So.
I mean, we had Brazil, France, Iceland, the Netherlands, Croatia. You heard Italy. You heard Russian. Was Russian good enough to take down the Korean?
I don't know. Call? That was pretty good.
I think the Koreans stay undefeated as the champions. Listen to how this sounded for them.
최고 걸려 있습니다. 프로!
막아
실패합니다. 리바운드! 리바운드 인디애나! 아, 무섭습니다, 인디애나!
닥쳤대요. 없이가요. 없이가요.
자, 언더독! 언더독인 인디애나가 익숙한 상황을 맞이합니다. 할리버튼!
버튼을
흔들어!
예스! 예스!
와우!
I love it. Save that.
Wow.
Save that wow. I love it. That's so good.
Bro, I was dying. And one more time for the Korean call.
Wow.
I mean, they just are screaming.
Wow.
I guess
wow is the universal language.
Wow!
I love it. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
I texted you guys on Saturday, I think, when I saw those. And I was like, God, I know there's already going to be a second game by the time we hit the air on Monday, but anytime you can do all the calls like
Dominic
that.
Dominic says it's the screaming over each other that is the best, which is universally recognized as the worst thing you can do if you're an announcer.
But every other language, that's all they do.
It's no problem.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Underdog in Indiana, guys.
Imagine Mudd and Don just like talking over each other the whole time. Like, hey,
Don would murder
in.
Mudd if he did that. Don would murder Mudd.
Yeah, he would.
Jesse might murder Tony if they did that.
Yes. All right, we'll switch gears here. Very thrilling end to the French Open. Yeah, yesterday this was happening as we were arriving to our Tier 1 game.
I was kind of following along, but I couldn't really watch because of the Padres game, but it was an amazing match.
Yeah, so Carlos Alcaraz came back to win in five sets. He took down the world number one Yannick Sinner to win his second straight French Open title. He was at one point down 5-3 and then love 40 on serve in the fourth set. So, I mean... Basically, like the way I was trying to think about it is, if you're not super familiar with tennis, every once in a while you'll hear in like a baseball game, oh, and then they were down to their last strike and they were able to rally and come back and win. It's like being down to your last strike like five or six different times.
Yeah.
And to withstand that and then come back and
win. How long was the match? Like 5.5 hours?
5 hours and 29 minutes. It's the longest French Open men's final in the Open era and the second longest Grand Slam final ever.
Are they trying to do to tennis what they do to baseball? Like, you got to speed this thing up. Yeah, we're going to speed this thing up. Now, they already have great reviews in tennis. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Is there a clock?
Well, in the French Open... It's not that they're taking too much time. The points, like, they're sometimes like 35 back and forth.
Volleys.
Because on clay, it's harder to smash a winner because the ball is a little slower. So they can get to so many more balls. So they just keep rallying back and forth. Each point
just takes
a long time.
It's exhausting to think about.
Yeah.
It's exhausting to think about playing.
In Wimbledon, it's a lot of aces and then winners on the next point.
Yeah, because the ball doesn't
bounce. Short points.
Yeah.
It just skids and goes. It's too fast to even return. But on clay, they can return a bunch
of
them.
Can you imagine? I mean, like, have you ever played I've played rounds of golf that were 5 hours long, and you're not exerting any physical energy.
Golf.
You're sitting on your ass waiting for the guy in front of you to tee off.
I'll give some props, by the way, to the golfer who won yesterday, Ryan Fox from New Zealand, beat Sam Burns in a playoff at the Canadian Open. He plays so fast. He gets up
and hits it. What's his name?
Ryan Fox.
My new favorite golfer.
He gets up and literally 10 seconds. He's already hitting it. Like, the other guy hits.
What a G.
They got to cut the camera quickly to Ryan Fox because he's already playing his shot.
Patrick Cantlay sitting in the corner just crying.
Yeah. It was good for the game to see him do that yesterday, how fast he played. And
that is good for the game.
Tournament.
Yes.
Like, you can play well and play quickly. You don't have to take forever.
You don't have to sit and wear
on every shot.
I can't even imagine 5.5 hours of tennis, championship level
cardio.
Tennis.
Yes.
Exhausting.
Dude, I played tennis 1 year in high school. It's the most physically exhausting sport I've ever played. Singles tennis, it just kills you.
and I didn't play for 5.5 hours. Ugh. I can't even with the pressure of going to trying to go back to back, especially.
Is so gnarly.
Insane. And then finally, to wrap things up here, a little Hollywood news to ruin Woodsy's day. Some of my favorite movies out there, I've said it before, are the musical biopics, stories of somebody's life or a band's career. And we have a new film coming out called Shout It Out Loud.
Yes.
You might have talked about this because it's been rumored now for a couple of years. And it is the biopic for the band Kiss.
Yes.
And it's being directed by McG, who has done a lot of music videos for some big-name bands. He's also done a few movies. You might have heard of him. And details are still very sparse. Like we said, they thought this would be coming out on Netflix last year when it got announced like 3 years ago. Didn't happen. Production got slowed. So we're looking at sometime later next year or even 2027 for the Kiss movie.
Okay.
But it was announced today that we have the actor who will be playing Paul Stanley. Any guesses?
Is it
based on Paul Stanley?
Is it Pete Davidson?
No, it is not. It's actually going to be one Nick Jonas, formerly of the Jonas Brothers. Nick Jonas has been cast to play
the Paul great Stanley. Paul Stanley, the legendary, the star man, the front man of Kiss. Stanley Eisen.
There has been no, it says they're looking for a big name actor to play Gene Simmons.
Cool.
And no word yet on Ace Frehley or Peter Criss.
Do they have to have good voices?
I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, I kind of enjoyed The Dirt, the Motley Crue biopic, but I read the book. The book was way gnarlier than the movie, and the movie was pretty gnarly. Kiss is going to be an interesting story.
I mean, you may not love Nick Jonas, but he can obviously sing. I mean, he can.
They're not. I don't think they're hiring him to sing. Well, they're hiring him to act. I don't think they're going to be singing their own stuff. Can he do the Paul Stanley banter? Now that's what's going to be important because you will have
that's what will set him apart
as they're you know playing their first gigs. Like, good evening, Boston. I love your baked beans. Like he's the greatest. If you don't know, Paul Stanley's shtick is incredible. It's his between song banter. We've done this before. There's a whole YouTube page that is dedicated to just his between song banter, and it is legendary.
I love just throwing out cities and having you do
Paul
Stanley.
Do Paul Stanley banter.
Like Albuquerque.
I've done Albuquerque. Give me a fresh one. I'm not going to redo it.
El Paso.
El Paso, I sure do love your salsa. Where my chihuahuas at? Pass the old El Paso. Right up here to Paul Stanley.
You got to have the shtick between songs.
Minneapolis.
The hell do they have in Minneapolis?
Shouldn't have your cold winters.
I have no idea. I've never been to Minneapolis. No idea. But that's his thing, man. He gets into town and they'll switch the words of a song, you know, to have the city. And I mean, they're very corny, but I love them.
I do have the clip. It's got us talking over it, but this was how it sounded. This is like 4 years ago now.
All right, listen.
Listen, he always says
I want to know if we got any people here tonight that like to get high. We got any people tonight that are high?
He's unbelievable, dude. He's absolutely incredible. There's nobody like... Oh, that's perfect, Megan.
Minneapolis, I love your Mall of America.
It's perfect.
And then they all go, yeah!
San Diego, let me see those fish tacos. Hold them up.
Like, he's the best. There's nobody like him.
It's so funny how anytime the concert you're at, if they say the city's name, you lose your mind.
Bro, yeah, San Diego.
I was at Ludacris last week. He has a song called Area Codes, talking about how he's got women in different area codes.
Sure.
He goes, but ain't nobody better than the 619 and the 858.
Like, yeah.
What about the 760?
Just a bunch of idiots. All of us. We all do it. We all get fired up. I'm excited for that. All right, okay. Now that you put them side by side, dude, I see it.
You see it?
I absolutely see him as a young Paul Stanley. You just blew my mind. Now you have old Paul Stanley next to young Nick Jonas, but he does. He's got the face. He's got the face for it. Oh, I'm in.
Chest hair for it.
Yeah, he does. I've just changed my mind entirely. Thank you, Paulie.
All right. That is it for a Monday edition of Ben and Woods. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6 to talk Padres-Dodgers, first game of the series. Good luck to the Padres. For Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. I believe Braden is back from his trip, and will take over next year on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
When it got announced like 3 years ago, didn't happen. Production got slowed, so we're looking at sometime later next year or even 2027 for the Kiss movie.
Okay.
But it was announced today that we have the actor who will be playing Paul Stanley. Any guesses based on Paul Stanley?
Is it Pete Davidson?
No, it is not. It's actually going to be one Nick Jonas, formerly of Jonas Brothers. Nick Jonas has been cast to play
the Paul great Stanley. Paul Stanley, the legendary, the star man, the front man of Kiss. Stanley Eisen.
There has been no. It says they're looking for a big name actor to play Gene Simmons.
Who?
And no word yet on Ace Frehley or Peter Criss.
Do they have to have good voices?
I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, I kind of enjoyed The Dirt, the Motley Crue biopic, but I read the book. The book was way gnarlier than the movie, and the movie was pretty gnarly. Kiss is going to be an interesting story.
I mean, you may not love Nick Jonas, but he can obviously sing. I mean, he can.
They're not. I don't think they're hiring him to sing. Well, they're hiring him to act. I don't think they're going to be singing their own stuff. Can he do the Paul Stanley banter? That's what's going to be important, because you will have
to set him apart
as they're you know, playing their first gigs. Like, good evening, Boston. I love your baked beans. Like, he's the greatest. If you don't know, Paul Stanley's shtick is incredible. It's his between song banter. We've done this before. There's a whole YouTube page that is dedicated to just his between song banter, and it is legendary.
I love just throwing out cities and having you do
Paul Stanley banter.
Like Albuquerque.
I've done Albuquerque. Give me a fresh one. I'm not going to redo it.
El Paso.
El Paso, I sure do love your salsa. Where my chihuahuas at? Past the old El Paso. Right up to here to Paul Stanley.
You got to have the shtick between songs.
Minneapolis.
The hell do they have in Minneapolis?
Cold winters.
I have no idea. I've never been to Minneapolis. No idea. But that's his thing, man. He gets into town and they'll switch the words of a song, you know, to have the city. And I mean, they're very corny, but I love them.
I do have the clip. It's got us talking over it, but this was how it sounded. This is like 4 years ago now.
All right, listen.
Listen, he always says
I
want
to know if we got any people here tonight that like to get high. We got any people tonight that are high?
He's unbelievable, dude. He's absolutely incredible. There's nobody like... Oh, that's perfect, Megan.
Minneapolis, I love your Mall of America.
It's perfect.
And then they all go, yeah!
San Diego, let me see those fish tacos. Hold them up.
Like, he's the best. There's nobody like him.
It's so funny how anytime the concert you're at, if they say the city's name, you lose your mind.
Bro, yes, San Diego.
I was at Ludacris last week. He has a song called Area Codes, talking about how he's got women in different area codes.
Sure.
He goes, but ain't nobody better than the 619 and the 858. Like, yeah!
What about the 760? Just a bunch of idiots. All of us. We all do it. We all get fired up. I'm excited for that. All right, okay. Now that you put him side by side, dude, I see it.
You see it?
I absolutely see him as a young Paul Stanley. You just blew my mind. Now you have old Paul Stanley next to young Nick Jonas, but he does. He's got the face. He's got the face for it. Oh, I'm in.
And the chest hair for it.
Yeah, he does. I've just changed my mind entirely. Thank you, Paulie.
All right. That is it for a Monday edition of Ben and Woods. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6 to talk Padres-Dodgers, first game of the series. Good luck to the Padres. For Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. I believe Braden is back from his trip and will take over next year on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.